Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 271 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Obsessing over things that we have no control over is a tragic waste of precious time. And it can be overwhelming to continue thinking about stuff that's out of our control, even though that's what our brain constantly wants to do, if you have a brain like mine. The anxiety loop can be all-consuming, and I have personally found myself getting caught up worrying about the way people acted towards me or they didn't act towards me to the point where I forget to consider myself in the process. I will get caught up in endless loops that fill with what ifs and why me's, and it quickly becomes more obsessive than actually realistic or anything I have any impact on, regardless of what I think. All of my waking downtime, including my showers, my commute, and my dog walks, will become focused on others instead of myself. Which means it can kind of go on forever, because I'm very creative and the possibilities for things that I cannot control are truly limitless. I generally say, steer clear of obsessing over problems and people. The only thing that you should obsess over is your own well-being. And that should include connecting with people, of course, but connecting with people means you can communicate openly with them and not obsess over the way that they reacted to something, you know? So feel free to get caught up in a new hobby or a new joy, but when day in and day out your thinking is always coming back to the things that aren't within your control, like, why didn't this person text me back? Or what if I never make as much money as this person? Or whatever the hell it is that you're obsessing over, you're gonna miss out on a lot of time and energy that you could have been worrying about yourself and other things that are actually within your control. And in that, you may realize you did have the potential to solve the problems that you're hell-bent on rehearsing in the first place. Recognize when your cyclical thinking is revolving around things within your control versus when you're dwelling on shit that you can have no impact. And that includes the behaviors of others. And of course, this may sound easier said than done, but I come bearing a potential solution for this problem. When I find myself feeling more and more obsessive or anxious about a situation or someone's behavior towards me, I can create a sense of control by making a list of all of the possible things that can go wrong. If it's about a person, I'll write down all of the possible reasons they could be behaving the way that they're behaving, or I'll write down all of the ways that they could possibly behave if it's me being scared to like say something or ask something. But whatever I'm obsessing over, I'll write down my fears to get that energy on paper and outside of my scrambled head. And then I'll look over these lists that are sometimes pretty hectic, and I'll cross out all of the shit that I can absolutely have no control over. And already, that list of fears becomes more realistic and manageable. And from there, I can focus in on the things that I do actually have the control over. So I can start in on making game plans for negative potentials that I do have a say in, which makes me feel more comfortable and less overwhelmed and more in touch with like my own needs and my own feelings in a situation. For example, if I'm worried about a trip, I may have anxiety about missing my flight or the plane crashing and forgetting my passport and forgetting to pack something important. And while I have no control over the plane crashing or weather, I quickly realize the passport thing is easily avoidable because I can make a copy, stuff it in my suitcase, and double check for it on the way. To avoid the fear of missing my flight, I can get to the airport really early. If I forget to pack something, I can always buy something new when I arrive at my destination. And usually I realize these simple solutions made me feel safe and they helped me stop that nonstop chatter of what ifs. My brain has a knack for planning for the worst case scenario in any situation. So when I can't fight that, I will use it to my advantage by planning for the worst and then not worrying about it ever again until I need to pull out this amazing plan that I've already created. When you realize most of the shit that you dwell on is completely out of your control, you're less likely to obsess over it. You can just accept the fact that even if the worst does happen, you're totally capable of surviving it with dignity and grace. Focus in on what you can control and forget about the rest.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.